Welcome along to the Community Elements Show, and we've actually come down here now to Duthie Park. Why to Duthie Park? We normally, right at this time, be broadcasting Brian's Good News, and that's coming up just a little bit later. But that's just after I've been into Duthie Park to go to the Allotment Market Store. Now, the Allotment Market Store, if you've been listening from previous times, is all about using the fresh produce from the allotments from around Aberdeen and selling off at low prices. So that's what I'm actually up to. And as you can see, the park is actually quite busy. We've just come down close to about the end of serving time, so I just managed to catch them, which is excellent. But they've got on offer some thyme, some rosemary, cabbage, onions, rhubarb, courgettes by the dozen, and they've also got some red currants as well. So I think we'll see what we can get of these. So if we can have... whoops.
Right, it I'll is. Some peas.
Peas, yes.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, that'll be great, thank you.
Okay, that's 39 pence.
Okay.
Referred to as marrows.
Definitely, wow. I see you've even got a squash here, but I think I'll take two of your larger courgettes, and that would more than do for what we need. And I'll also take a little bit of rhubarb as well, please. We've now come back again to the kitchen at the Gospel Hall, and so the Green Lauren chef is here, and we're going to start cooking. Now, the haul that I managed to get from Duthie Park was £5.20, and this is two, I would say, very, very, very large, well, courgette. In fact, they're more like marrows, and this one I've got in my hand here looks more like a baton for... We're going to cut that up, and we're going to be making that one into this courgette savoury. So to do that, I've actually brought in here, we've got some eggs, and these eggs have come from Shetland, and the eggs we're going to be using for binding things together and creating a lovely rich sauce that will go with everything. So it'd be kind of a bit like bacon and eggs. Now, the reason I mention Shetland eggs is we haven't deliberately shipped these in. These have been given to us by a friend who lives on Shetland, who happened to send these over via another friend. But anyway, that's by the way. So these are proper hen's eggs, and to double check, we're going to go and fill a bowl up with water. And there's a special test that you can actually do, and if the eggs sink, then they're okay, but if the eggs float, then they're not okay. Because it kind of means that they've been sitting around for too long. So I'm going to try these two eggs. The larger of the two eggs is from one of the hens, and the other four from the other hen. So anyway, both these, I think we can safely say, are under the water. Therefore, they're both fine to use, which is great. Just what we want. We don't want to have wasted eggs. So one of the next things that we're going to do is to actually put the oven on. So put the oven on around about 170 degrees centigrade. And once it's heated up, we'll be able to cook the whole dish for about 40 minutes. Now, 40 minutes I'm saying as a minimum, and we'll be checking it after 40 minutes. What we're going to do in just a moment, we're going to be chopping up a red onion and also a larger white onion. Both these have actually come from the allotment market stall. We've got some bacon larders from the local supermarket. We also got some thyme from the allotment market stall, which they gave free. We've got some peas, and the bacon larder is going to go well. Don't worry if you don't have any. Now, on cutting up this red onion, unfortunately, some onions are perhaps not quite so good. The red onion may be just slightly over a little bit, but there are usable parts in that onion, so try to use whatever parts are available. And having done that, you can actually pop all this lot away. You can make use of the food waste bins that are outside in most of the city areas. And if you are in the countryside, we'll probably end up with a food caddy that has been given to you, so use that. And if you've got a compost heap, then you can pop the whole lot out there. No need for everything to stay in the house and make it smell. And I know I would be in trouble here if the Victoria Gospel Hall ended up smelling of onion. Right, so what we've done so far in the kitchen, we've cut up the onions, we've shelled the peas, and we've actually made the topping for the bread. Now, the topping I've made just simply by scrunching up in my hand some crisp breads that have been sitting around a little bit long. That doesn't mean to say they can't be used. Into that, we've added some cheese and just mixed it up lightly. Now, you may want to use this and make it into proper breadcrumbs with a food processor, and you can do that and everything will be all nice and homogenized. Fine. You can also use bits of bread and breadcrumbs, certainly, but this is nice and crisp already, and the cheese will help to bind things together. What I'm now going to do is to break open the eggs that I've tested earlier. There we are. Try not to get the shell in with the egg like I have, but anyway, that's by the way. It is good wholesome free-range eggs. We have tested it and the eggs sink rather than float, so we know that we're all good there. They come from free-range in Shetland, and so we're looking forward to trying it. Now, do the two eggs and then add in a little bit of milk, and we're going to whisk that up with some salt and pepper and a few herbs. And this will help to impart a really wonderful, and some people might even say unctuous, sauce inside, and will go really, really well with the bacon lardons. Now, what you can do, as I say, is to fry up the bacon lardons and the onions, and while those are frying, and I will have made up this the egg and the milk mixture fairly simply, I have to say. You can do that with a fork even. And so we've got a fork here. Just a little bit of milk, you don't need too much. Now, as the vegetables cook, they will also release moisture, and that'll be really good. So what we have is an oval dish here, and we're going to be cutting one of these large courgette marrow type things up, the one that looks like a baton, up nicely. This doesn't have to be done for too long, and some chefs, I would imagine, will probably say that was too long, but we'll do that and we'll add a few extra spices into it. And one of the things, I've got some bacon larders, and these have been helpfully divided up into two portions. So if you're cooking for one, the way that this comes off, you can just open up one portion, but if it's going to be two portions like it is, we'll just have that. So open up both portions, and we'll put this on one of these induction hobs. So that is going to become quite warm now. So we'll open up that one and we'll fry those up until they become nice and caramelized. We'll also be adding the onion at the same time, and then we'll start cutting up the courgette. This is Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, and enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center. Now, this program is the Community Elements Show, and the green and orange chef in the kitchen right now and cooking up a courgette savoury. And this courgette savoury has been made from some fairly simple ingredients. In the saucepan on the induction hob here, we have got some bacon lardons. These are smoked bacon lardons, which come as a pack, which contains two individual sections. And I've cut up some onion, some red onion and some large onion. And the red onion and large onion have come, as indeed some of the other ingredients we're going to be using, from the allotment market store. The allotment market store grows the excess of what those who have allotments in Aberdeen don't need and they would like to sell off for a reasonable price, and then that can go into helping to maintain the allotments and back to some of the allotment holders as well, which is really good. And in fact, the excess from that will actually go to CFINE. CFINE is Community Food Initiatives Northeast, and they do a great job in being able to distribute fresh fruit and produce at low prices, or indeed at no price at all, to those who are in need, and also to businesses, to make sure that there's little wastage of food. Now, in just a little while, we're going to have David Keith into the studio, and we'll be chatting to him about recycling and about waste and recycling, he'll also be letting us know that there's a new charge coming out. So if you've got garden waste and you would like to the council to pick that up in the future, there will be a charge for picking that up. So David will be coming in to explain exactly what, when and how. And that's just in a little while. We're continuing on here in the kitchen, and fairly soon we should get the lovely smells of cooking bacon lardons. So that's the sound of the cooking bacon lardons coming through just now. I'm going to go and add the onions to this. The bacon lardons should be nicely cooked. We won't be adding all the onions, we'll just add half the onion, half the big onion, and allow the onions and the bacon lardons to get nicely cooked, at least. And don't be afraid as well to play around with food. Don't be afraid to play around with herbs as well. Even putting in something as simple, for example, as once it's been cooked, as simple as some thyme, and also a stock cube with a bit of moisture in there. Cover the pot and make sure it's covered. So the idea is that you retain the heat and you also get the flavors of the onion and the bacon lardons mixing up really, really well. So that's what we're doing right now. I'm going to be starting to chop up this humongous courgette, which is more like a marrow. I'm putting in a stock cube, and this will be a great source of flavour to the whole dish. So the oven is on, and it should be heating up nicely. Keep the lid on and turn it down a little bit. It's actually not an induction hob, for which you'll need special saucepans. This is a halogen hob, so I was a little bit wrong when I said induction before. It looks a bit like an induction hob, but it's a halogen hob. And we've now got our onion, which we'll put over here. just temporarily, not for too long, but just long enough to give me the opportunity to start cutting this huge, humongous courgette marrow up. Well, someone likes their courgettes, that's for sure. If you actually cut it into half and then cut it into smaller strips, and obviously if it's smaller it will cook all the better for it. Halves divide up into quarters if electricity, particularly if energy or gas is of an issue and you're on a prepayment meter, then if you cook it too long, then some of the flavor might well cook out, and that is something you would want to avoid. So there will be a picture coming up here of the how things are being cut up into various slices. This is not MasterChef, so you're not under any assessment or anything. The important thing to do is to cook wholesomely, and as and when you develop any mess or rubbish, clear it away as soon as possible. I would certainly not be thanked if I left a mess here at the Gospel Hall in the kitchen. Okay, so we've actually managed to fill this oval dish with just using half of the courgette that we have. So we're now going to put the peas in and spread the peas out. And this will also go into towards your 5 a day of fruit and veg. Cover the onions. It won't really matter quite how you do the onions. In fact, it might be better to put the onions on at least in. Here we go, like that. And again, it's not MasterChef. We're making wholesome food here, and the intention is to make it good and hopefully for the whole family. Don't forget that some people may have allergies to onions. I know that one person does, but generally speaking, onions are good and wholesome and can be used in most cases. So got that. We're now going to go and take the flour. So I'm just going to take a picture of this one, because we're starting to assemble our dish now, and it won't be long before we put it in the oven. So the bacon lardons are now coming out. They're very hot, very warm, but what's coming out is quite unctuous. We'll let this one just rest for a little bit. We'll turn this one off. Make sure that you don't have any rings on that you don't need. It's all too easy to do that. I've sometimes come into the kitchen after quickly going out, and especially if it's a gas ring, you need to make sure that you switch the gas ring off immediately after finishing using it. Then you're not wasting any energy, and that helps out with saving also anyone from injury or worse still. So we're going to let that cool a tad, and then we'll go and add the egg mixture that we've got. But we'll just let that cool for about 5 or 6 minutes. Okay, what we're now going to do is to actually pour, we'll put the egg over, and we're now going to pour the crumble bit over Try and make sure it's all sort of as well mixed as it's possible to get mixed, but just make sure you spread it out as evenly as possible over the top, so that not too much comes down onto the floor or anything else. And see, I'm going to have to do a little bit of work here to make sure it's all nice and clean for everyone coming in on Sunday, but generally speaking, it should be all right. And the idea is to actually have a good family-sized meal ready. In this case, it'll be something that we can actually come back to again tomorrow. So this is a courgette savoury, and we're putting the topping on, and we've got quite a bit of cheese running through here. Inside it's actually quite wet, so the amount of crumble, dry crumble on top should be all right. We're keeping it to a reasonable temperature, but it will need checking on to make sure that all is well. Now, for something like a small mound, so we're now going to go and put this into the oven with care. So the next time it comes out is in 40 minutes time. This is the Green and Orange Chef, and we've been creating a courgette savoury. It should be said that this is really a memory from a recipe dish that my mum used to create down in Devon when we lived down there, and we had a lovely Rayburn, and she'd create these courgettes. In fact, I think we used to grow courgettes in the garden. But it smelled so lovely, and it was lovely. She used to run it through with egg, and I think it was egg and bacon and onion and courgettes, and just the most wonderful things as you can imagine with home cooking. And we've tried to create something about that here. The ingredients we've sourced have come from the allotment market store. And this is really produce that has been grown on Aberdeen's allotments and is really in excess, and it gets sold off for reasonable prices. So I walked off with some very reasonably priced fruit and veg, about 4 or 5 kilos worth for £5.20. Not bad indeed. And it just shows that you can actually more than feed a family. You can more than do 2 people. And so we bought some onions. We bought rhubarb, we got given a sprig of thyme, which is great. This is something we're able to use. We used up some eggs, 2 eggs that came from Shetland from friends of ours. There was some cheese, which was really, really crumbly, which we had in our fridge at home. And we bought some bacon lardons and were able to create a meal, and probably more than a meal for 2 people. Certainly, if you see the size of what we have in the kitchen, it seems to come out all right. And what we've done is to cover it with foil now. And because it's warm, it will keep cooking. The courgettes, they've been cut into thinner battens compared to what they were. And you'll see the photographs as well. Just showing that you can create nutritious dishes from actually not much more than fairly simple ingredients, if you're willing to put effort into it. In this case, you can let the oven do a lot of it. Really, from experience, it would be advisable cooking it, and then covering it with foil once you've cooked and you've actually put a knife through and checked it. And you'll find out that once the courgette is actually cooked and it's soft, put some foil over it and leave it in a warm oven for it to cool down. And then that can be used. And you can actually make use of that one. You can. We put peas into this as well, so it's quite nutritious. But you could put beans in. You could put peppers in. You could make it into a much bigger dish. But bear in mind, the cooking time will be longer. We had the cooking time, the temperature 170 degrees Celsius. So it's all good. But just bear in mind, don't be afraid to experiment. Certainly don't waste food. Did you realise that Scots throw out enough food each year to make 800 million meals? The cost of available food waste is £1 billion a year. The average amount of Scottish households could save each year by not wasting good food is about £460 per person. 360,000 tonnes is the amount of good food binned by Scottish households each year. The Scottish Government has a target to reduce the amount of food we throw away by a third by 2025. So let's not waste food. Let's make sure that those less fortunate than ourselves actually have the food available to them. During this programme, we've also shown you how you can check eggs for viability. If you think they may be around for a little bit longer and they're tempted to throw them out, well, one test that you could use is to put the eggs into water, and if the eggs float, then that's definitely no. But if the eggs don't float, then and they sink, then that is okay. And you can and could use those, providing you then cook with them, and then that should be perfectly wholesome. So, this is Gospel for Grampian, and we trust that this will encourage you into cooking for yourself, cooking for others, and helping to avoid wasting food.